I'm Jeff St. Clair. Welcome to Explore Radio. For some business owners in Northeast Ohio, making a profit isn't enough. They feel they need to give back to the community as well. In this week's Explore Radio, WKSU's entrepreneurship intern Emma Keating reports on the transformative movement of social entrepreneurism.
Todd Goldstein was 25 when the Great Recession hit.
Everyone remembers 2008, right? I mean, you know, the lines of people getting laid off, these executives getting parachutes with lots of money. I think people really said enough's enough.
Like many young people caught in the crash, Goldstein felt that he had to create his own future. So he and a friend founded Launch House. It's a business in Highland Heights that provides rentable co-working space for entrepreneurs and self-starters. It began humbly in the upper floor of a pizza shop.
We got a six-pack of beer, a pizza, and we thought literally it could just be the two of us. We had about 10 people show up.
It was enough to know he was onto something. The need to create a place where entrepreneurs can help one another succeed.
I'll never forget, we had one person who left crying, another person who recognized they should probably give their family back their money, and a third person who was like, wow, me and this person should be a co-founder and start a business.
10 years later, his job is still to help businesses grow. Launch House has launched over 60 firms. It's a business model that values connectedness as much as it values individual success. Kent State University business researcher Kostas Alexiou says the motivation behind social entrepreneurship grew out of a distrust of Wall Street following the Great Recession.
This younger generation is looking to sort of get some of that back and move away from this sort of philosophy predicated on greed.
But many businesses have used the social enterprise model for years, such as Newman's Own, Tom's Shoes, and Ben & Jerry's. These companies all have one thing in common. Philanthropy as profit motive.
I think that social entrepreneurship represents the next evolution of capitalism.
It's an evolution that brewer Jeremy Langham embraces. He's trying to get Ironborn Brew Works up and running. Part of his business model includes donating a portion of his proceeds to charity. He hopes to connect with his neighbors by giving them the opportunity to vote on which charities to support.
We're trying to, you know, keep the organizations who are doing the great work with the resources that they need to continue to do that great work. Doing things that you're going to do anyways, buying a pair of shoes, getting something to eat, when you can kind of see that my dollar stretches further here, you know, it becomes a really powerful thing.
With this, Langham hopes to empower the people who buy his beer to create change.
It's kind of like living vicariously through the organizations that we're supporting.
And today, that seems to be what some consumers are doing more often. Mintel is a global market research agency that put out a report in 2015 saying that buyers don't just take products at face value anymore. They care about the principles behind them. They found 3 out of 5 consumers believe ethical issues are becoming more important. Kent State's Kostas Alexiou agrees with this activist outlook.
There's an extent to which it, I believe, will just become entrepreneurship.
I got work to do, so let's go.
I won't dock you.
He's got a bonus.
Back at Launch House, Goldstein gets his co-working family together for a group photo. He says this kind of enthusiasm is pretty typical. While social entrepreneurship is a big driver at Launch House, he says business is still a priority.
It really is understanding and building a profitable business first, and then finding how you give back.
It's an idea sparked by a generation that believes doing good is good for the bottom line. I'm Emma Keating, 89.7 WKSU.
Find out more about this and other Explore Radio topics online at WKSU.org. Also, you'll find more entrepreneurship reporting. Click the Entrepreneur Beat under the News tab at WKSU.org.